And as a result of this priming, those participants in the study actually walked slower, were actually more stooped when evaluated by researchers who were not aware of their condition, meaning they didn't know whether they were primed with control words, just random words, or with words associated with old. So it was just through the priming that people actually started to behave differently. The power of the situation, the power of the environment. And then Barge took it a step further and said, okay, let's prime them with positive primes, such as achievement, such as persistence, such as success. These words, for example, they had to find a synonym for the word achievement. Those who were primed with these words on intelligence tests and on memory tests actually performed better than the control group who wasn't primed with these words. Two Dutch researchers, Dekkersteys and Knippenberg, what they found was that they brought people in and they asked them to describe for a future experiment, not for that experiment, for a future experiment, asked them to describe the typical day or typical characteristics of three archetypes: a soccer hooligan, a secretary, and a professor.